Okay, well, first of all, I'd like to welcome everybody. We have a large group here. We have a stranger in our midst in the form of Mark Siegel, but he's promised to behave, so you can speak up if you like. We have one person joining by conference line. That's Rajesh Gopinathan. Rajesh, are you there? He's
Yes, I
not.
am here. Hi,
Yes.
everyone. Good afternoon.
So he's reporting in from Mumbai. So Jim, over to you.
Welcome to the folks here as well. And have four issues on the agenda today. Ian, I think we're going to start with Cassidy providing an update on a number of the projects.
Jim,
Thanks.
you're a little bit in and out, so maybe you have to speak close to the microphones.
Okay, I hope we don't have that problem again.
Okay,
right, well,
Cassidy.
thanks, Jim. The TRG has met five times since the issuance of the new revenue standard, with this being our sixth meeting. The majority of the implementation questions addressed at the meetings have been resolved at the meetings without any further action needed. However, standard setting has been required on a few of the issues. The staff provided a standard setting update at the July TRG meeting. Subsequent to the July TRG meeting, both the FASB and the IASB have issued final amendments to defer the effective date of the revenue standards by 1 year. The IASB issued a single exposure draft proposing several clarifications to IFRS 15. The FASB issued two proposed updates, principal versus agent considerations and narrow scope improvements and practical expedience, and redeliberated its proposal on identifying performance obligations and licensing. To date, the boards have discussed all of the topics that they had directed the staff to perform research on based on the TRG feedback, and I'll provide a brief update on those topics. First, I'll provide an update on identifying performance obligations and licensing. On October 5th, 2015, the FASB redeliberated its proposed amendments to guidance on identifying performance obligations and licensing. The board affirmed the proposals related to the re-articulation of the separately identifiable principal, immaterial promises in the context of the contract, and a shipping and handling practical expedient. In addition, the board decided that as a result of not identifying promised goods or services that are immaterial in the context of the contract, revenue is recognized before all of those goods or services promised in the contract are transferred to the customer, the related cost to transfer those goods or services should be accrued. The board decided not to make changes to the series provision and asked the staff to perform further research on the requirement to disclose the transaction price allocated to remaining performance obligations. Related to licensing, the board affirmed that an entity's promise to transfer a license to functional intellectual property is satisfied at the point in time the license is granted, and that an entity's promise to transfer a license to symbolic intellectual property is satisfied over time because the entity's promise to transfer a license to symbolic intellectual property, because the entity's promise to the customer includes continuing to support or maintain the intellectual property to which the customer has rights. The board also affirmed its decision to clarify the scope and applicability of the implementation guidance on sales-based or usage-based royalties promised in exchange for a license of intellectual property and contractual restrictions in licensing arrangements. The board expects that an accounting standards update will be issued near the end of the year. On July 30th, 2015, the IASB issued an exposure draft, which included clarifications to the guidance on licensing and amendments to the illustrative examples on identifying performance obligations. The comment period on the ED ended on October 28th, 2015. The IASB staff is now in the process of reviewing and analyzing the feedback received. Next, I'll provide an update on principal versus agent considerations. The FASB and the IASB made tentative decisions to the guidance to improvements to the guidance on principal versus agent considerations at a joint board meeting in June. The IASB incorporated those decisions into its exposure draft of clarifications to IFRS 15, and the FASB included those decisions in a separate exposure draft. The proposed amendments include clarifying that control is the determining factor in the principal versus agent evaluation, the unit of account for the evaluation, the application of the control principle in the context of services, the role of the control indicators, and the application of the guidance through amendments and additions to the illustrative examples. The amendments in IASB and FASB proposals are converged. The comment period on the FASB's exposure draft closed on October 15, 2015, and the IASB's comment period ended October 28. The staff of each board are now in the process of reviewing and analyzing the feedback received in preparation for a joint board meeting near the end of the year. Finally, I'll provide an update on narrow scope improvements and practical expedients. On September 30th, 2015, the FASB issued a proposed update on narrow scope improvements and practical expedients related to the new revenue standard. The proposed update is intended to improve the guidance on collectability, non-cash consideration, and completed contracts at transition, and would also provide a practical expedient for contract modifications at transition, and an accounting policy election related to the presentation of sales taxes and other taxes collected from customers. The comment period ends on November 16, 2015. The IASB decided to provide practical expedients for contract modifications and completed contracts. Those proposed amendments were also included in the IASB's July 30 exposure draft, along with other targeted amendments to IFRS 15. The staff think it is important for stakeholders to be aware that, consistent with the board's taking convergence of the new revenue standard very seriously, the staff of the FASB and the IASB continue to work closely together on all of the improvements proposed by each board, including those for which the words to date are not converged. The staff are closely monitoring feedback received on each board's proposal, and we are providing each board with information about feedback received on the other board's proposals. The implementation activities of the boards and their staff are very much a joint coordinated effort. Henry, do you have anything to add about the IASB's activities?
Thank you, Cassidy. No, just to reiterate that we now received the comment letters on our exposure draft, and we'll be planning to have some substantive re-deliberation discussions with the ISB at the December board meeting.
Okay. Anybody here got any comments on anything that's been reported? No, we're all clear, Jim.
Questions or comments on the status of deliberations here? No? Well, I guess let's move on to the fun part of the day. We'll start you with an issue that I'm sure we'll have.